All right, you may have a question. What is the best length for a product video to put on Amazon listing? Back in the day, experts, practitioners used to advise you to keep the video length under 60 seconds. Now, for Amazon video ads, it has been 45 seconds length maximum still, and it has been unchanged to date. So this is when you use a video for advertising. What we are talking about is the product video to put on a listing, which doesn't have any specific requirement for the length, except the maximum file size is not more than 5 gigabytes. So having a video shorter than 60 seconds is not wrong. However, is this still the best practice now for 2023 and coming 2024? So let me show you this. So this is my managed videos page, and I'm highlighting three videos of three different lengths of the same product to make sure that we are comparing the same thing, apple to apple, not apple to orange, right? We will look at the view duration percentage, which is the percentage of a video that was watched on average across all shoppers, right? And we will call it VDP from now on in this video. So technically, VDP here is the engagement rate of a video. So the first video, we have 20 second length and the VDP is 86%. So this video is 20 seconds long only. A side note is that I think that the total views number here are significant enough for the VDP data to be valid and meaningful. If the total views number is too small, we cannot conclude anything about VDP data, and we are not sure if it's representative enough for the engagement rate of the video. The second video still of the same product, that is 32 seconds in length, and the VDP is 70%. It started to decrease. And the third video, we have a video of 2 minutes 25 seconds and the VDP dropped to 54%. So lower VDP means lower engagement, and importantly, that means less of your messaging is being delivered to shopper on average, right? It's like you are in the middle of a sales presentation and the audience is leaving the room. I hope this analogy makes sense. The 20 second long video here was made by an Instagram influencer, and we have discussed about the optimal length for the video, and 20 seconds was the best for her audience, and of course we'll share the same trick with our target audience. Also, the video is vertical, as you can see here, not horizontal, but we will talk about it in another video. Today's video is about the length. So my takeaway is, guys, things have changed. We are now at the end of 2023. I've talked about this not just once. Online shoppers' attention span is decreasing significantly for the past few years. That's why short form videos like Reels on Instagram, Shorts for YouTube, and TikTok are gaining huge traction, right? Overall, try to keep it under 30 seconds, and if you can wrap all of your messages within 20 seconds, that would be great. And many times you don't have to mention everything in a product video, maybe just one most important selling point, which is enough to sell your product. However, if it's the first video of your listing, you may want to mention more than one key selling point. So as I said, try to wrap it up under 20 seconds if you can. So I dedicated in my soon-to-be-launched book, How to Build a Six-Figure Listing from Day One. It's not the final title of the book, but in general, that's the idea. Just for how to create a high-converting product video, you may want to check it out once the book is launched. I'll put a link in the description of this video once it's ready for you guys. All right, what do you think? Let me know in the comment below. I'll see you in the next video about a very exciting new feature, image feature on Amazon, 3D image with real-time virtual try-on. Very exciting, isn't it?